Sometimes in doing these weekly local music reviews, I discover just how wrong I can be. Such is the case with this week's review of the first full-length release by Cincinnati's Old City. Essentially, it boils down to a classic case of don't judge a book or an album by its cover. Literally. Looking at the cover of Old City with its stark black and white woodcut look to it, I was reminded of the cover of Pure Predication's Dead Boy. By that association, I was expecting something in a similarly heavy lo-fi vein. Plus, when I made my contribution to their Kickstarter-like pre-order campaign, I was anticipating that the result would be something akin to a homemade DIY project, the kind where the sound quality can sometimes not be up to par with the songwriting or the performance. Words cannot capture how wrong I was in this instance.
You sit and watch the tune, ignorant to the fact that I love you. Try it again.
When drummer Dave Cupp hand-delivered the CD to me, one of the first things that caught my attention was the numerous guest musicians who performed on the album, including Nick Powers, L. Crash, and Steve Wethington. I also quickly noted that the recording was not done in someone's basement or laundry room, but was actually recorded by Wethington at New Fidelity Studios and mastered by Mike Montgomery at Candyland. The 12-title album was recorded in two sessions, 3 months apart. Side A represents the first session, done in December of 2013, and Side B, the second session, completed in early March of this year. So far, this album was already exceeding my expectations. The only thing left for me to do was to actually listen to the thing. From the first note of Hello, I was transported back to 1991 when Tad's 8-Way Santa never left my tape deck. Wethington and Montgomery have managed to masterfully preserve the power and vitality of the music and present it with just the right balance of loudness and clarity. Cupp's drums pound your solar plexus, and the bass, played by Robin Roth, who also did the cover artwork, vibrates your whole self. Sammy McKee's guitar tone is so wonderful and so perfectly recorded that you can practically smell the ozone and feel the warmth of the tubes coming out of the back of the amp.
Mm-hmm.
In songs like Fletch for the Fourth Time, McKee's vocals remind me a lot of Thurston Moore or Mark Arm with his droning off-key inflections. Sonically and lyrically, there's a clear sense of positive apathy, much in the same vein that has sustained such bands as Dinosaur Jr. or the Melvins. Then I'm what's going on. My favorite track on Side A is 7000, in which Roth leads the song in both vocals and bass. The musical and lyrical interplay between Roth and McKee on 7000 is strongly reminiscent of Kim Deal and Frank Black, and generates a sublime and gorgeous contrast to the other tracks from that session. Side B opens with Hymenia, a track with such a lush and full sound and cryptic lyrics that it feels like something from Guided by Voices' album Do the Collapse. But the high point of Side B comes in the form of Rain, a track that the band has shared as a single and has become a sort of anthem and a shorthand "This is what we sound like" business card for Old City. I don't own a nightclub, but if I did, I would work to arrange a musical marriage between Old City and day camp. Like pairing good food with good wine, these two just feel like they are made for each other. This is not the album I was expecting. I clearly underestimated this band and this recording. Old City surprised me and blew me away. If you are of an age and a mindset to appreciate the music of Sonic Youth, Pixies, Sebado, Guided by Voices, or Mudhoney, you owe it to yourself to give Old City a listen. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Noland.